He stole into the city. Now the Rambam says, "Gezeis milchas aveiles, milchasovu, halochevo, kamochmuro milchas aveiles, sharei milchas liyatumo milchitrevo, kidei shiisati kimoro shiisatu aveiles." Now you see that the Rambam is that aveiles in Rishon is raised, and the way that it's written, it's written in the pasuk of Lo Yitamo. So mitzvah of tume, mitzvah. Mitzvah tumah mitzvahim by Kehanim, and aveiles are nichlal one mitzvah. And then the Shita Rambam means that when is there a mitzvah of tumah dafki by Kehanim, but by Yisroel, the Rambam says the Chiddush HaTorah is that Divnei Kehanu is generally muzer unto Masne. So here is muter and is muzer, but in Yisroel is never muzer unto me, but regarding Shishu HaKelvin, he is mechuyet to Mitami. The Shishas HaRambam is no. That's the Bakiyami. Where, in any other case, so the Arosea, so here the Torah was mechayim then to Mitami. Mashiach the Yisroel is not mechuyet to Mitami to the Kelvin. We all be willing to make it all the Kelvin. Now, still the Rambam says that Avelis, Nimrishen is mechuyet to the Mitzvah of Lo Mitami. Now, the question is, Monekshah, if the Aveles, the mitzvah Aveles is included in the mitzvah of Lomitami, and the mitzvah Aveles certainly applies to Israel just as applies to Ikeyan, so how can the Rambam say that where is the chiyuv of being Mitami, that's the Bakehani? Well, otherwise it's Osea, so by Shisha Krebin, I'm the chiyuv of Mitami, but by Israel, where there is no Isaiah, in any other case, so there is no chiyuv by Shishat Chayim either. But, Monekshech, so if the mitzvah of Lo Yitami is limited only to Kehani, so the mitzvah of Aveilus, which is included to Lo Yitami, should also be limited only to Kehani. First, it goes without saying that as far as the mitzvah, the rights of Aveilus in Rishon is concerned, doesn't make any difference whether Kehani or Israel. So the answer is this. From the Roshon HaRambam, Sibra Mitzvah, it's mashma, that Aveilus and Tumet Kehanim to Rishisha Trevin are both based upon colors of the net. In other words, he's Mechuyet to be Mitame, he's Mechuyet to be Mitame to the Rishisha Trevin in order to discover to them. And he's Mechuyet to be Mitame on the Rishisha Trevin in Rishin also for the purpose of giving cover to them. So Memele, the mitzvah, the essence of the mitzvah consists in kovet, in giving kovet to them. So Aveilus constitutes kovet, whether it's given by Kehan or it's given by Yisroel, what difference does it make? If he's Misabu al-Meisei, then he's Mechabe the Mer. If he's not Misabu al-Meisei, he's not Mechabe the Mer. Masheik in Tume doesn't constitute kovet, but by Kehan it constitutes kovet. Because in any other case, it's a lot of the life. So now he's Mechalel Kehune, and he's Mitame to the Mes, so he discovered. But the Yisroel who is allowed to be Mitame himself to anybody, so the Mele just like that, so it's not a covet when he's Mitame. So that's killed by Kehani, where otherwise it's Osea, so the Mele, the Chil Kehune, constitutes covet to the Mes. But by Israel, can be Mitami himself to Meisim every day without any reason. So the Meile, the Tume to the Krevin, is not covered. But Aveilus is certainly covered. So the Meile, in respect to Aveilus, so it applies equally to Kehanim Israel. But in respect to Tume, so by Kehanim, where the Tume is Chilkune, otherwise it's Osea, many other days it's Osea, so it's covered. But here it's not covered. Anyway, so the Rambam says in Perek Reis Alochevo, Kamoch Muro Mitzet Avele, Sharei Mitzvah Slei Hatumo Mitzvah Trevo, Kidei Shiisasi Kimoem V'Yisabel Alele. So he includes both. Shenema Akim Mishere Yakore Veilo, Leime Alo Yitame Mitzvah Sese, Shim Lirosho Yitame Yitame Nizal Kor. Vame Dvorim Avmurim Bishorim, Shehuzur Al Hatumo. Avla Kehanim. So I mean it again. Ich konnte nicht das Rabbi, ich freue mich nach der Kunde mit Dame, zum Mehl ich gehandelt. Sie sagt, muss er es dann nicht so tun, so ich ist nach der Kunde, das bin ich mit Dame hier. Aber ich habe es, heute bin ich mir so gesagt, du mal, kenne ich noch mit zuwichtig Dame, wenn ich so denn nicht nach Kommen. Er will im Rot zu mit Dame, wie war wohl ich denn auch das eine ist, ich stehe schon hier, mit Dame wo auch kochen, wie mit Dame wo er mit ihm sehen. So, you could say, that even though the Rambam uses the washing in the state ring, but it's still the right thing. The Rambam uses the washing in the state ring in respect to Sushi Kesef also. So then the Rambam swore that everything that is reduced to the Yiddish Akiva and Russian bear is called in the state ring. It doesn't mean it's in the state ring, it's a certain kind of a derive that is not implicit in the Finnish of Mikros, so he called it in the state ring. So maybe here, it's only a name in the state ring, but it's not much, man. That when the Rambam says in Kabbalah we do the same thing, he means the same thing that he means with Gabe Zushikese. Because he says here, when the Kabbalah we do the same thing, Osuo kemes mitzvah, kibin sheimo yere shalohu, loikitso mishiyisasim. So in other words, the more it says in the Bible, that Istik Tano, where Zushin was only taken to the Rabbalah, and the righteous is not his wife, so if she died, so the husband will care, he's allowed to be Mitame. How is he allowed to be Mitame? But with the Reise, she's not, he's not his wife. So the Gemara says, of two of Kimes Mitzvah, in view of the fact that he asked her. So the Mele, all others might neglect her burial, because they know that he's going, the husband is going to be asking her. So the Mele, the Chachoni, gave her a being of Kimes Mitzvah. So then the Gemara mentions in connection with the Shtiktano, where the Reise is not his wife. The Rambam applies the same thing regarding the Yishtik Deiro, which is his wife in the Reich. So, if the Rambam had meant with the Reseitre, not the Rabbona Mamesh, but he had meant, because it's not explicit in the passage, it's reduced to the Midrash HaKir and Reshizel, there's the Droshe, Sheire Yav Yishtik. What the Pshudish of Mikrof Sheire means, next of kin, that's the Pshudish of Mikrof. So there is a Drash, the Drash on the Sheire Eloishti. So of course both are in it, both come within the connotation of the term Rishere. But in Mitroyekin the Pshutei, so the Mele, the Droshe, is for the Midrash HaKir and Reshes Ben, so he called it in the same thing. So then the Rambam shouldn't say Osu Kines Mitzvah. The Rambam says Osu Kines Mitzvah, Kiven, She'eim Mo Yeire Shalohu, Lo Yitin Tzom Shizatikom. That's one. And then, the Rambam calls the Reseitre, he might call the Reseitre, something that is not explicit in the Jewish of Mikro, something that is reduced to Jewish expression there, like Fish Kessel. But he will never use the term Hebraic regarding something that is not mentioned in the Jewish of Mikro. The Reseitre, he can use the term Reseitre regarding drawings that are reduced to Jewish expression. But not Hebraic, Hebraic means Mamish in our world. Now, the Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Aleh, Eilu Shodom Chayu Vissadu Aleh Din Teiro. Imei Vyoviv, Nei Upi Tei Yochi Vachayis Ani Yoviv, Umi Divreye, She Yissadu Eilu Yish Al Yish Yam Shod. And the Kodesh of Rambam, Aveles, the Chiyuv of Aveles in Rishnin, and the Chiyuv of Dume, with Reimim, come with one mitzvah, Lo Nitame. And here he uses the term Umi Divreye, She Yissadu Eilu Yish Al Yish. So that has the connotation of mamish in the Rabbanon. So the question is, so it's contrary to the Gemara here in the Safro, where Marsh in the Ishtay, and we cannot say it's an asmachta da'al. Because here the Gemara says that the good is out of Daito, the justice we got the Ishtay. The justice we got the Ishtay. So is the absolute is not the Tame, only is the Akshayro, so we got the Yochid too. So the Gemara asks, why don't we learn how that? So he says, if it hadn't been an asmachte, so the whole din tume, liishte, is only the Rabbanon, it's an asmachte. It's not the Droshe Gemara, so how could we learn how to yalfuse regabi yochi from an asmachte? So we see from this Gemara that it's a Droshe Gemara. So how does the Rambam say the Vesefrim, or Zuhukim es Litzle, and then he says, Midivreyen, after all, according to the Rambam, Aveyres and Tume, the same Litzle. So, the Pshat in the Rambam appears
that Inochname, insofar as the Heter to me Rishte is concerned, so there is a Droshe of Shere Rishte, that his Reise is allowed to be Tame, he's allowed to be Tame to his wife, his Reise. But the Gemara says that Maise, we say, Fateh, Shemesa for Lovishte, we are a Pesach, we wrote on Tame, we kofu, so then it's clear. So in other words, it's not just a Heter, it's a Chiyu, it's a Chiyu. So see, this Rambam means there is one difference between the other cravings that are spelled out in Lishon Yitro. So there it is, as I say, it's a Chiyu, not only a Heter. And then, but Mishere HaKor HaVeilov, Ishti is not spelled out. But we learn it out from Mishere, a Shere Ishti. But the Jewish Yom Yitro, Mishere means, he's next of kin. That's the Jewish Yom Yitro, he's Mishere HaKor HaVeilov. He's next of kin, his close relative. Who are the close relatives? Who are the Shere HaKor HaVeilov? He may be Rabbi, he may be Rabbi, he may be Rabbi, he may So that's the tradition of the Kabbalah, there is the Drash, and Shere of the Ishtay. So the name of the Drash is that Ishtay comes within the Heter of Tume, but the Drash does not apply to the Chiyuv of Tume. The Chiyuv of Tume applies only to the Pshudish of the Kabbalah Shere. The Pshudish of the Kabbalah Shere means who is next of kin. So that means, so the Shere Rambam means, that insofar as the Heter of Tume is concerned, so that is Midrash. Insofar as the Chiyuv to me is concerned. So then, whatever the Torah spelled out, there is a Chiyuv mitzvah as I say of Tumo. But Ishtay is not spelled out. So in Meile, there is no Chiyuv the Reise. There is no Chiyuv the Reise. But, there is a Chiyuv. So, mit Rabbonon, there is a Chiyuv. So where did the Rambam get a Chiyuv the Rabbonon? So insofar as Tume is concerned, since the Gemara says that even by Ishtik Tano, where with the Reise she is not his wife, he is Mechuyek to me Tame to her, on the basis of Nes Mitz. So there is a Chiyuv, on the basis of Mitzvah, so when Ishtik Deilo, he will grow on Ishtik Tano. He will grow on Ishtik Tano. And insofar as Adeles is concerned, so there is a special Takones Chachomim, of course, the Rabbonon of Nes Mitzvah is no bearing upon Adeles, because there is no chiyuv of Adeles on the Nes Mitzvah. There is a chiyuv of being mitamid in the Nes Mitzvah, but there is no chiyuv of Adeles to be nisavu on the Nes Mitzvah. So that's why, insofar as the Rabbonon of the chiyuv of mitamid is as a suk Nes Mitzvah, and insofar as the chiyuv of Adeles, so he says, stam, umidivreim si yisavu lo yishal yishal yishal. So the Mela, there is no kashe. Again, the Rambam from our Gemara, because the Rambam agrees, the Rambam doesn't say Midrashim Ligabi the Heter Tume. So the Rambam says Midrashim Ligabi the Chiyuv of Tume. Midrashim. But as far as the Heter of Tume is concerned, so that's Midrash. Alright. Now, Chutz Mishim Mishim Yeshvei Och Menashif Chomel Eshchom Mai Taime Omakro Goyishem Yerodeh Oti El Adinel. So that means that the Ben Shifro is Mikracher, and he's not Misiacher, he's a Perfan. Mishi Yeshle Ben Mikomok in Peit. Mikomok in Vasuye Mai, Oma Rav Yude, Vasuye Mamza. Mai Taime Doma Kro U Ben Enlei, Ayinolo. Motel Mikhtaf U Ben Enlei, Kiram Emi Yush, Eim Kesef, Kmoi Moin Yivom, Moin Bilom, Loche Kosat Bein, Limidrash Ein Olof, Yish Liben Beilom Ispeite, Vichayev Al Makose, so that was if someone has a Ben a Mamze, in other words, he was Baal El, and he had a child, so he's still a Ben, and he's Chayev Al Makose, Yal Kol Rose. But the question is, who is the Ben? But if the father was Baal Elvo, so he's an Eneis in my Zamcho. So in the Mele, there is no Chiyu, ala Kose or Kulose of the Roshe, who is Eneis in my Zamcho. Amai Korekam Vinosi Beamcho Misoeya, Beis in my Zamcho. Ki di Omar Apin Chos Mishnei Rav Pope, Be Yoyse Tshuve, Hochaname, Kishe Oso Tshuve, so the Mishnei says, that if one is Baal Elvo, Veil Nenu Ben, So the Ben Ischalkot Rosh says, that is the case where the father did tshuva. So he's a leisha, my son. But now, Shimon Menashe Meir, Izeu Miuvas Lo Yuchol Isakein, Zahabu Aleavo, Vehil Izmenu Mamzea. So the Makshin assumed that even the Shem Rosh is not fucked. When he says, Miuvas Lo Yuchol Isakein, Zahabu Aleavo, Vehil Izmenu Mamzea, so it means that even the Shem Rosh is not fucked. That even the Shem Rosh is not fucked. So the boy says, no. Mubes lo yechol iskein only implies that he doesn't have the real kaporet. That is baal o elbo. Ve'il menu mamzeh, so he cannot have the real kaporet. But it's tzadik he becomes. There are two separate things that tshuva accomplishes. First of all, tshuva changes the status of the person. So even if he was a Rosh Gomo, a Mishume, Kol Yomo, and then the last day he did tshuva, so he becomes a tzadik. He becomes a tzaddik through tshuva, and then tshuva affects kapor. So, mubes lo yechol iskein, abo aleavo menu mamzeh, only implies that he cannot have kapor. But it's a tzaddik he becomes. A tzaddik he becomes. Now, beis imay samcho, vayom plan beis imay samcho, shari bo aleavo. והיו ידמנו ממזר, לא מרפים, אני צריכים בקדש בנגיד, השתם יש, הויל ושוב, הויל ושוב, איסם איס אמחו, ונאי נאמה, דעדי נגולו ונזכר כל זמן שממזר קיים, דת מין, זה כנתה לתפורת. מי הוא מתשובה ואילך, בכלל איסם איס אמחו. That's a word magic, but it's such a one to spell out, that kapore, he doesn't have. Kapore, he doesn't have. But mitzvah ve'ilu b'chalei tzimai samchu. Now, I discussed that in connection with the Gemara. I discussed this with one time. What? Chafalef. That's right. Chafalef. In regard kosher issue, so we just need to mention Israel. So in other words, I mentioned the Rabbi Yehuda. Now the halacha is that anyway the tshuva in Yom Kippur is not mechaper avir shenol mechaper. Avir shenol mochi in Yom Kippur mechaper, avir shenol mechaper in Yom Kippur mechaper. Akirat mechaper. Then there is a mishnah achiver that somebody was saying mechaper, and so he's mechuyif to pay dvorim, so afal pi sheshilim lo yomim mechaper. Akirat. שנאמר ועתו הושן ותשע של איש ונסתל בעצחו כנועי. So זה מודמית את המיש נחיב ותנעד את ראש. So there are two separate alohen. I mentioned that Rabbi Yehuda says in Shari Tshuva that if somebody, let's say he was in the so he says that if somebody was in the Tavire so he becomes the Chit Roshe but if he does Tshuva he becomes the Tzad. So he says but suppose he was either a virus or a chavirei. So even if he did tshuva, but if he was not the ratzes chavirei, so he's still posleis. So we see that the halach of ratzes chavirei does not only have reference to kapot, but the Shem Roshi is not poka without ritz chavirei. Now what does ritz chavirei mean? Ritz chavirei means tikkun amuvas. That's what ritz chavirei means. Tikkun amuvas. So it's up. So we have two psuki. One psuk is with the addition to Torah that neither in kippur nor tshuva can be mechaper. But there's no chaverei without ritz. So that's halach has no kapor. But then there is another halach. Abayinah says that if somebody was chilo b'chaverei. Now he was chayvel akor and pochet mishal epute, so he certainly chayv malkeh. So then he certainly becomes posleides with the rice. Whether he becomes posleides if someone is chayvel chavir akor and yitza mishal epute. So he's a shayv, because then he doesn't get malkeh. So then it would be strange, I mean, that if he is makeh chavir akor and pochet mishal epute, he hits him slightly, so then he is posleides with the rice and he hits him a lot. It's more than a shavit, so then, all right, I mean, it would sound strange, but it seems that there is a machleket on that question. But if it's make a koi pocket, you shall be protein, certainly possible in the rice. So suppose you'll do tshuva, but you will not do the rapid chavei, right? So it will still remain possible. It will still remain possible. So in other words, so that's one aloche. And then there's another aloche, that there is no kapot. So what does it mean, Ritz Chavir? Ritz Chavir means tikkun amuma. So wherever there is tzar aguf, if you just take away the money from somebody, so you are misakin amuma by simply rebirthing it. But if you hurt him, so then by giving him money, if we are chilum chavir, half a piece should not only call you in the voice of Eimo. So in Yotzalei. So you're not misakin amuma unless you are misakin. But what it really means is tikkun amuma. So we see that by Venus not mechaveirei, by Venus not mechaveirei, so the Shem Roshi is not poka without tikkun amuma. Without tikkun amuma. So Meile, why did the Makshin assume here that if someone is Baal Elbo, the Hilid Memeno Mamzer, so even the Shem Roshi is not poka? Never. The Shem Roshi is never poka. The answer is because generally, but so when is there an Indian of Tikkun Amuvos? There is no Indian of Tikkun Amuvos. There is no Indian of Tikkun Amuvos. Let's say someone with Mahal Shabbos, 100 times. So the moment he does Shuve, so he becomes a Tzadik, there is no Indian of Tikkun Amuvos. The Tikkun Amuvos consists exclusively in doing Shuve, that's all. But Mashenkin, not Mahadeirei. So even when he does Shuve, there is still an Indian of Tikkun Amuvos. He has to rectify them all. But suppose we have an Avera, no, which is basically Avera Shinod Mamokin. Let's say, Bali Shishish. They would never be. So it's Avera Shinod Mamokin, it's not Mamokin, right? Let's say, if Nidaito, if it's Bali Elbo Nidaito. So it's basically an Avera Shinod Mamokin, not Mamokin, not Mamokin. The Hilid Meno Mamzer. So the Makshin assume, in this case, there is an Indian of Tikkun Amuma. Because there is a certain wrong that he committed. I mean, a wrong that he committed towards the child that is a Mamzer, who is also loving the call. And so on. So Mimele, and since it's impossible to be Misakin Amuvos, he cannot undo the Psu Mamzeres of the Mamzer. Impossible. There's no way. So Mimele, the same Aloche, that applies to the Nodim HaVeire, that without Ritzu HaVeire, without Tikkun Amuvos, the Shem Roshi is not Poka. So here too the Shem Roshi should not be Poka. The Shem Roshi should not be Poka. So that was the Havamine of the Makshin. So the Parson says, Hashtem Yeitze Maisamcho. So what's the Pshat? So it can be explained in two ways, the Tzeres of the Gemara. One way of explaining the Gemara is that the whole Aloche, the Tikkun Amuvos, is Miyake. In the Hapko Hashem Hoshe is only by the Nodim HaVeire, but here the Avere is the Avere of Nodim Mokei. So Mimele Tikkun Amuvos is not Me'ake in the Hapko Hashem Hoshe. Only the Jew. If the Tarotzen agrees with the Makshi, that the Indian of Tikkun Amuvos can apply even to Avere Sheb Nodim Mokei too. Usually there is no such Indian. Someone ate rape all his life. He does shuve. Some neighbors there is Tikkun Amuvos. What else is there to be done? Masheinke, in a case or a hilid men or mamzer, so there is a wrong that is committed and that remains harm done to the child. Some neighbor, it should be a miyaki that kashem roshi. It should be miyaki that kashem roshi. But suppose, but not machaveri. Suppose someone killed him in the tziche. So he cannot resurrect the person. Then he does shuv. He cannot resurrect the person whom he killed. So still, the aloha is that the Shem Roshi is for. But how? Why should a ritzeach who killed someone be in a better position, in a more advantageous position than the person who just slapped the other person's face? So without Ritzu, the Shem Roshi is not Boka. And if he killed the human being, so of course, there is no Tikkun Amuvos. And let's say he goes to the grave and in the presence of 10 people, he apologizes to the
to the one who we killed. So he's in sacking and worse. He doesn't resurrect the victim that way. So still, the Shemoshi is Boka. The Shemoshi is Boka. The answer is because there is nothing else that he can do. But challenge him. Even Hanami, if it would be possible for the Ritzeach, when he does Shuvah, to resurrect the victim, so then the Shemoshi wouldn't be Boka unless he resurrected the victim. If he had that care. But he doesn't have that care. So Memele, he has to do the maximum that he can do under the circumstances. And there's the aloche, Hagidul Sarabi. So we discussed that, Hagidul Sarabi. So he has to be Misasik B'Tzorche Rabi. So what's the Yiches of Tzorche Rabi? But that's the best substitute for Tikkun HaMuhr. There is no better substitute than that. So the name is then the Pshat, in the Hanami, the Tzal Tzmol Tzegwiz is a Makshin. So the Aluche, the Tikkun HaMuhr, is Miyaki, to that crash of Roshi al the Tshuve, is not limited only to Aver Shlom of Aver Rei. Wherever there is a union of Mihuvos, so it's Miyaki Tshuve, the Tikkun HaMuhr is Miyaki Tshuve, and the Shem Roshi should not be Boka. And if it has been possible to undo the Mamzeres of the child, so then the Shem Roshi wouldn't be Boka unless he did it. But it's impossible. So the main way, in the same way as it's not Miyaki, the Tshuve by Ritzeach, is not Miyaki the Shem Roshe. It's not Miyaki the Shem Roshe. Of the Ritzeach, when he does Tshuve, because he couldn't do anything else, so it's not Miyaki the Yatu. But it's still Miyaki the Tabor. Even though he did everything that he could do, but it's still Miyaki the Tabor. Alright. Now. Tomer Abot. הבוא על אחריסי, והיא בת אישי סובי, חייב משום אחריסי ומשום בת אישי סובי. Now, the Torah says, אלבז בת אישי סוביכו, מלדס אביכו, אחיס חוי, לא יסיגל לאבוסה. אלבס אחיס אביכו לא יסיגל, אישיר אביכו לי. No, that's אלבס אחיס אביכו. But he says, אלבס בס אישס אביכו, אלבס בס אישס אביכו, מלדס אביכו, אחיס חוי, לא יסיגל לאבוסה, that's פוסיק ידל. But then, there is in פוסיק תז, the Torah says, אלבס אחיס חוי בס אביכו, הוא יבס אימךו, מלדס בייס, מלדס חוץ, הוא יסיגל לאבוסה. So the Yisar against Achisei is mentioned to Pesukim, in Posik Tes and in Posik Yudale. In Posik Tes, the Torah refers to Achisho, and in Posik Yudale, it refers to Bas Eishes Avicho. But one thing is clear, I mean, that if a certain woman is Bas Eishes Avicho, but she is not his sister, she is neither the daughter of his father nor the daughter of his mother, even though she is the daughter of the wife of his father, in other words, his stepsister, Chugosei, is Mutar. So, even though the Torah spells out Elvas Bas Eishes Avicho, so it's only Miledes Avicho, not his stepsister. His stepsister is Muteres. Even according to Yerushalmi, Lazur is only Shemares Hayim, but otherwise, there is no Yisra. So, Tomer Abon, Habu Alach Eisei Vi Bas Eishes Avim, she is Bas Eishes Avim, but Miledes Avim. So, is his sister too? So the Tanakhama says, the Rabbanon say, Chayev Mishum Achisei Mishum Bashi Yisrofi. Why? Because we have two psukim, we have in Pasuk Tes. The Torah says, Erlos Achei Yisro. Erlos Achei Yisro Vati Vicho. It's also. And then in Pasuk Yudale, the Torah says, Erlos Bashi Yisrofiho. But of course, the letters of Vicho, so in many ways, there are two chiyubim. That's the Talekam. A case of Yehudei Meir in a Chayiv of Shvachi Sidovar. Only one Chatos is Chayiv. Not two Chatois. The Lord is in a Vaz is Yisov. My time is the Rabbonon. Why do the Rabbonon say that he's Chayiv twice? Amr. Mer Bixi Verlet Achi Yisro Bas Yovicho. Hui Bar Zimecho. So it's already mentioned in Posik Tez. So Elbaz Basichis of Yichom Lenis of Yichachis for you normally, why did the Torah have to reiterate
Sagt dieser, wie passt ihr alle? Schmammeno!
Wir heilen mich immer Chese, mich im Wasser.
Sagt ihr, Jesus ist da.
So dem ist eine Chuhe, because of Stiche. One, because of Chese, and also because of Wasser. Wie
habt ihr diese drei Jude? Oma, Kroa, Chesron.
So, so the Torah says in Portugal, if ever was ich jetzt auf die Chomere, ist auf die Chesron, ist auf die Chesron.
משום, so the Torah emphasizes, משום אחרי שאתם מחיילים, ואתם מחיילים משום בבא איש יסוד.
ורבונון,
היחי סחוי, מה יעדוי? So what's the pshat, what's the purpose of אחרי סחוי?
According to רבונון, so according to this review, the expression אחרי סחוי is not so perfect, because here in the Torah
emphasizes, יעלון מחויב משום אחרי סחוי, אינה משום בבא איש יסוד. But according to רבונון, he is מחויב twice, two חיובים. So, Achis Choy is a problem.
So, what do they, how do they apply it?
So, Chayvei, al Achisei Basovi Hu Basinei. Lema, Shei Mazir Minavim. In other words,
so the purpose of Achis Choy is to tell us that as long as she is your sister, even though she is the daughter of the same father and the same mother, Yahushua.
In other words, because in the Torah didn't say it, I would say no. If she is the daughter, if she's happy sister, they have become father, and the happy sister, they have become mother, so it's chayvara. But if she is a full sister, not. Why?
Because in Mazirin Adin and in ancient Adin.
So of course, I mean, that means that the Yisr of Achisro is not just an Yisr. It is not just the Nisar of Achisro. It's a Nisar of Achisro Basovi, or Achisro Basinei. Because if it had been a Nisar just of Achisro, so then we wouldn't have to resort to any Yalfusa. All right, I mean, there are two kinds of Kalachimra. There is the Kalachimra of Yalfusa, there is the Kalachimra of Logic.
So, when can we apply the Aloche?
Oh, in Masinei Madin, Neish Madin, is the Kalachimra, the Kalachimra of Yalfusa.
But if it's the Kalachimra of Logic,
so,
so that's Machayach, that's...
So then, you can be managed also, if it's plain common sense. So if the Yisr had been an Yisr of Achis for his sister. So naturally, I mean, a sister, a full sister, is as much of a sister as a heavy sister, as a half sister. So it wouldn't involve an Indian of Minadin. It would be common sense. The answer is,
when the Torah uttered Achis for,
you see how the Torah formulated his sister. Not just, Elvis Achis Cho is the Gal. Torah doesn't say Elvis Achis Cho is the Gal.
So the Torah was matpid to formulate in that way Elvis Achis Cho Vasevicho, Vasimecho, but it is Baiz Melechus, it's Kalei Avosho. So it's not just Achis Cho is Asuro.
Achis Cho Vasov is Asuro.
And Achis Cho Vasime is Asuro.
So the Leile, Achis Cho Vasov is Vasime, is neither Achis Cho Vasov is alone, nor Achis Cho Vasime alone. And the Torah didn't answer just Achisro. The Torah answered Achisro Basovi for Achisro Basime.
So Achisro Basovi who Basime? We have to resolve the Kalachemia. So the main way we say Masir Madi
and Eishi Madi.
So there shouldn't be Mechuyev altogether. But there is a special Mechuyev Sakosim, Achisro. So that is more the Yidma Achisro Basovi who Basime. All right. Lema Shim Masir Madi. So here, the Torah is marve,
achis it basov if basov.
V'rab Yisi v'rab Yehude, in keim, lichtim rachmone, achis chohi.
In keim lichtim rachmone, achis cho, hilomali.
In keim lichtim rachmone, achis cho, hilomali.
So if that is the whole purpose, the Torah could have said, elvav basa ishe zavicho, melede zavicho, achis cho, lo isi gala vato.
Why he? So hilomali, mishum achis cho ato mechaivei,
כי אתה מחייב משום בעל שיסו.
ורבון און אבו גב יחסיב אחיסחו, יצריך ומכתבים, שלא יתאמר ביהו זה. מזיר מן הדין. מזיר מה הדין. ויחי תאמר אחיסחו לקוס רחמונה לא מוליד. מי הוא שדעה שלי כהלכים לתור וקוס הוא לקרוא?
קוס רחמוני. קוס רחמוני.
זאת אומרת, לתור את ג'ו סד אחיסחו, לתור את ג'ו סד אחיסחו,
so then I would say that
here the Torah, on the contrary, tells us that
that Mazirim Nadi, and that's the Pshat in the Posse. So in view of the fact that Achitzcho Vatovi Vilasuho, so Mnele Ha'Elvan Vatik is a Vicho, Mnele Zavicho Achitzcho is also a Suho. Because it's Rigorat and Achitzcho Vatovi Vilasuho. So that's why the Torah had to say, he, that only in this place, because there is a special Jerusalem, but in any other place, a Mazirim Nadi. Because Rachmoni, Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehudah, in Cain, if that is the purpose, Lichtev Rachmoni Lachitzcho Yibidachko in Posik Tes. Why does the Torah mention Lachitzcho Yibidachko in Posik Yidalev? Vital is more Esika. Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehudah, Hai Basin Shizol Vichom, Mai Ovidle. The question is, so Gishlei Mekoni, the Rabbonon, we understand. So the Rabbonon say that there are two Chiyuli, two Chatois. Why? Because the Torah mentioned another love. Elva, after mentioning Elva's Basishes of Vicho, I mean after mentioning Elva's Achisho, Basivicho, Basimecho, so the Torah mentioned another love. But Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda says, that there is only Chayim one Chiyu, so why the Torah have to mention the love of Basishes of Vicho? So it doesn't serve any purpose. I mean, So why did the Torah have to say a new love of Elva Basishes of Vicho, and then mention a Yaloche that Mishmachis Yadachayim Yadachayim Mishum Basishes of Vicho? Let the Torah not mention the love of Basishes of Vicho. So the Meile I would know that it's only Chayim Mishmachis. So that's the Gemara's card. The Rabbi Yehudah, the Rabbi Yehudah, the Chayim Basishes of Vicho, my own way. Miboy Alei, the Gemara of the Teretz, the reason is why the Torah had to mention Basishes of Vicho, even though it's not Marvei Yisrael and Yuchiyu, Miboyrei, Mishe Yishlo Yishes Lo Vicho Po, Prat Lacheise Mishivcho Vichho Mishe Yishes Lo Vicho Po, because even the Torah had just mentioned Elvas, Acheischo, so we see Gale, so then I would say, any sister, even if she's a Bas Mishivcho Minoch, here the Torah repeated, Elvas, Mishes Na, Prat Lachitze Mishil Chom Shein Yishil Ovi Chom. Ve'imo Prat Lachitze Me'anuso, maybe the Pshat in Bas Eishes Ovi Chom, that only if she is his sister to marriage, but if it was to his news, his sister, so then not, we must is up. We do have the Rover on the Xi, where was Bas Bincho Bad before the Gale, or Bas Bincho Bad before the Gale, or Bas Bincho Bad before the Gale, Uch Xi, El Bas Isha. So, Isha would be to his Gale. So, as Basel is Bas Bincho, so that means even though it's not his daughter, but it's not the daughter of his son, and the daughter of his daughter, but just his wife, the daughter of the wife's son, and the daughter of the wife's daughter. So he's also a set. Okay, so, kam bionzen, so dafke bas bincho, manu soslisikal, ho bas no, mi shache, so there is no isa, because she's not basishte, and she's not his daughter. Mashenke, if she's his wife, so even though she's not his daughter, but the wife's daughter, so it's also now. Ve'ime prat v'chayovilav. So maybe the pshat, how does Rabbi Yehuda know that the pshat in the posik Elva's Basishes of Vicho is to exclude Acheisei Mishivcho Menochis? Maybe it is to exclude Acheisei v'chayovilav. Amarav Pop v'chayovilav mitavse begdush. So it's Yeshle Yishesbo. וכסיב כי סיינו איש דינו שמחס אהובה וחסנוע וכי איש אהובה לפני עמוקים ויסלו לפני עמוקים אלא אהובה בנסוער סנוע בנסוער ואומר רחמנו כי סיינו לדעו איזה ויזדוש so ממילא יש לי איש בו so the only conclusion we can draw is that when the Torah says אהבל בסיס לסביכו but לאפוקה לאפוקה אחי סי of someone who does not have, in whom he cannot have a king, yes. So that means that if it's the Achise, all the Shifro, no. Ve'ime prat l'chayov ikhrises. Prat l'chayov ikhrises, in other words, that if she is Achise, Aber die Erwo, kann ja wirklich sein.
So denn, so denn.
Die ist nicht reihe. Oma.
Wir haben eine Kroh, aber es ist ein Riesch. Was ein Bicho.
Und was ich mache, mir das Beiß, mir das Gut.
Beinchen, mir nur ein Bicho.
Kaje, Beinchen, mir nur ein Bicho. Ich sehe, wir haben Rachmone.
Ach, Riesch.
So, so die Gemara sagt, אימא בן שם הוא חביך או קיים, בן שם הוא חביך או יצא, ואומר רחמון אחרי ישראל ורבי זה אחרי ישראל משיב חובי זכחובים?
So, בי מרבה, אימא אחרי ישראל משיב חובי זכחובים?
וזכחובים, או מקרו,
בס איש יש לביך או מישה יש לו איש יש לביך או?
בו, פרט לאחרי ישראל משיב חובי זכחובים, ומה רואי איסו?
So, how do you know that the פוסיק of מישה יש לי אישס, יוצא השיב חובי זכחובים שאין לו אישס,
maybe it's יוצא, חיום יצחיסה שאין לו אישס?
So, Maru Yisro Mistavre, Chayov Chrises Avul Rabbis, Shechim Tavse Bogdush Laon, Ad Rabbi Shifre Veneskechovim Avul Rabbis, Di Migayir Olo Litei Namen Tavse Dush. So, the Gemara says, Lech Migayir Eguf Achini.
So, that means you have two psuki.
One posik implies that even though he cannot keep her, so still, she is considered his sister. So, he's considered his sister. And another posik that implies that
if there is no ishes,
so if there is no ishes, so then she's not considered a sister. Now, Chayovich Chrises, there is no Tzedush neither, but there is one difference. By Chayovich Chrises, so there is no Gdushin with the day, but
Lihaume,
so.
But Lehaume,
there is this edition.
This edition.
By Shifra Veskechovim, so there is no this edition Lehaume
to anyone. To anyone.
So it's mistaber to apply the mute
of Ein Lo Ishes Bo to Shifra Veskechovim
that no one can be taken edition in her. And to be marbe from the posik. Of Bein Shomel,
Bein Shomel, Vicho Etzei, or Bein Shomel, Vicho Kayei, to be marred by Chayovich Chrises.
Even though Chayovich Chrises, there is no distribution to that person, but Chayovich Chrises, there is distribution. Well, so in other words, so Rabbi Yisib and Rabbi Yehuda learns out from the posse of passages of Vicho, the Haloche, that there is no yiches
in regard to Achisei al the Shifra
Menoches. So that's Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehuda. But the Rabbonon, they dash from the Posik Yudalet. Elvas Basish is a Vichol, that there is a new Yisea, a new Chiyu, and Achisei Basish is Ovi, so then he cannot apply this posik as a droshe, as a source for the haloche that the Kedushin is not ifes and therefore there is no yiches,
because that posik is needed for something else,
that there are two chiyuvim by achisei basi shesoviv. So how does he know the haloche that achisei Meshifra Venochis is not his sister. Virabonon, the Mutashim Yichovim in Olu, Navkelo, Mirishav Yodeo Tiro Adenel.
So that is mentioned connection with Shifra.
So Rabbi Yisib, Rabbi Yudeh. So he is made that from Mirishav Yodeo Tiro Adenel,
we learn out that there is no Yiches
between him and his sister, that Meshifra. But how do we, from that posik, we don't know that Achisei al the Nochis, al the Neskhovi, is not his sister. So that we learn out. So
Rabbi Zohu, the Chad Shifra, the Chad Neskhovi.
So from which we learn out there is no Yiches by Shifra, and from Elvis by Shishis of Yichol, we learn out that there is no Yiches by Neskhovi. Utsrich. Di Ashmin and Shifra, Mishum Deim Lachais,
because Shifra has no yiches altogether.
Avolim is Chovim, Di Is Lechayes in Eloi, but Chovim is
between themselves, so how come he's here and she's always not here?
There's full yichas. Full yichas. But a shifcha, there is no yichas
even among themselves. So the child, the son of a shifcha, is not chayim for a kosei or kolosei of his mother.
Even of his mother. And certainly not of his father.
So there
is no Kedushas Yisroel altogether. Aval Shivcha de Shaycha de Mitzvahs, there is Mikzitzaz Geirus. So Mele
Eim Eloi, so Tzrich.
V'Rabbonon, Ash Yechon Shivcha, Iberes Kichov Ignalo. Now the Rabbonon, so the Rabbonon know, then that Rabbonon cannot learn out that there is no Yiches. There is no yiches by Iveres Kichovi from the posik of Elas Basis of Zavicho, because according to the Rabbanon, the posik of Elas Basis of Zavicho tells us that they are two chiyuvim,
Bachisi Basis of Zavicho. But
Bishleim in regard to Shifcho, so that they learn out from which will they will know. But how do they know that Iveres Kichovi there is no yiches?
The Rabbanon has Kichon Shifcho, there is Kichovi no,
Vichitayim and Eilaf the Shifcho. Because as Gemara says,
maybe Shifchah Mishum Deila Chayes altogether,
but with Chovim there is Yiches among themselves. So maybe there is a Yiches even in regard to the child of Yisrael, Habo Alanochis. Omer Rabbi Yichon Shum Rab Shem Nechoi, Omer Kho, Yosir Az Bincho Macharai, Bincho Yisrael Kho, Bincho, ואם בינך בו מלכחום עם כל בין חול אופנו אמר רבי נשמע מנו ואם בינך בו מלכחום עם כל בין חול כל בין חול Now here it's a very difficult remark. Here starts a very difficult remark. Leime Kosova, so what did Rabbi Nes say?
That Ben Bitcho Habo Melechovim,
so is Koro Bincho. So the Gemara says, Leime Kosova,
in other words, if the mother is an Israelis
and the father is a Goy, so then he is Misyachis after the mother and he is a Jew. But if the mother is an Ochri and the father is a Jew, so then he is Misyachis after the mother also and he is a Goy. So Leine Kosova Rabine, if it's Gehovim Ve'eved Al-Boa Bas Yisroel Avas Koshem. Now this is the Girsa of Rashi. And that's the Girse the Reb Svarim here. But Tesis Girse is the other one. But Rashi's Girse is the way it appears in our text. Even though it is mentioned here in parentheses, the Limir Adavat Mamzagasim and here in Rashi, but the Mashal is Meir. The Mashal is Meir. So, anyway, whether it has to be Nimchak or doesn't have to be Nimchak, there are two Girsos. So whatever Rashi's Girse was here, Rashi's Girse in Gidush was like Tesis Girse here. Like Tesis Girse here and in Gidush. So whether Rashi's Girse here in Yvomes is the same as his Girse in Gidush, or is the Girse that is now there, Girse was here, Rashi's Girse in Gedushin was like Tesis Girse here, like Tesis Girse here and in Gedushin. Whether Rashi's Girse here in Yvomes is the same as his Girse in Gedushin, or is the Girse that is now a text, that's another question. So the Mashal is Meichik, to what is in parentheses. But, they have two Girse. The Atukyosoyis in Yivomes and the Atukyosoyis in Gush. The only thing is that in Yivomes, so of text, has the Gil said the way it appears here. In Gdushin, so of text, has the Gil said that because Leime Kosova Rabine, Elikhon Vela Baba Sisola Vadmam. So there,
what mamzer, limit of some rabbiner, what mamzer is in rough text, in Russian, and here in Yevomes, so in rough text, the Girsi is the way it appears here.
But we have to explain the Gemara, we have to understand the Gemara according to both Gersoi. So let's try to understand the Gemara according to the Girsi that appears in our text. Leime Kosova Rabbine in the Tichovim Ve'eved Al-Bo Al-Bas Yisroel Al-Bat Kosha. Havat Kosha. Why I mean so? That's very difficult. What's the Raya from Rabbine?
All that Rabbine says is that Ben Bitro Abom in the Tichovim is Koro Bincho. That means that if a Yisroel,
if a Goy marry the Israelis, so the child is Israel.
He's Mishyaches after the mother, and he has no relationship with the father.
This is all that Rabbine said. So how can we deduce from that that Rabbine holds if it's Chovim Abor Bas Yisroel is a Bat Kosha? There is another Mandoma who says, let's say according to Rabbi Kive, so if it's Chovim Ve'eved Abor Bas Yisroel, so the Vlad is a Mamza. But even if the Vlad is a Mamza, we still can accept the Aloche of Ben Bitro Abom and Chovim Kor Bincho, because only Israel can have the Psuach Mamzeres. A Yochri, a Goy cannot have the Psuach Mamzeres. So the Psuach Mamzeres is only Shayach in someone who has Dushas Israel. So then he has the Shayach the same Psuach Mamzeres. A Goy cannot be a Mamzeres. So Mimele, so why does the Gemara, according to our Gilson,
how can the Gemara say,
Leime Kosova Rabine, Chom Vemed Abobo, Sorat Kosha?
Why?
Because if it's a blood mamzer, Rabbine couldn't hold it a blood mamzer. Because Rabbine says, Ben Bitro Havom and Mishchovim, where the mother is the Israelis and the father is Goy, so Koro Bincho is Israel, is not a Goy in any way. But if he's a mamzer, so he's not a Goy in any way. Because a Goy couldn't be a mamzer. So the only way to explain this Girsay in the Gemara, which according to the Marshal is the Girsay of Rashi and Yevomes.
Even though in Gdushin Rashi has the other Girsay, so the Marshal assumes that Rashi was Chayze.
But when Rashi wrote his Peirush on Yevomes, then he held that the right Girsay is the Girsay that appears here in our text. So how can we explain it? So the only way it's possible to explain it is by applying what we said at the end of the first period. Now, on the Gemara of Rav Yudah Omar Abasi, that's the sign on the base, about it. Omar Rav Yudah Omar Abasi, called him, she came to his maze, Cheshi Shem Yidush, Shemo Maaseres HaShvotim. So Rashi says, she also in the Sikhov, the married Goy, because so about him, she called, even in Sikhov, she told them, Yisroel Avad Mamzea, V'Cheshi Shem Yidush Mamzea, so Tesis says the Kash, Pires, ni kutte dich sowa, ni kommen schon mit dem Schoen auf dem Mann, der Chisch und Dishim Amt. Wie dem mit dem Chabit Mishnah ist, Mucha, der bis Yachit oder Acher. Mit Nam, wie kam um, der Beis, wie sie ist, der Ben, wie kommen auch im Peter, wie sie so wie Naiv, Chutz, wie sie ist, wie sie mit Chobit. Und Nam, am Zer, Geimer, was ich von Welt komme ist. Lam, am Zer, so, da so many Mishnes mit Voroshin. Brishnes and Reises, that Vlade, wenn es gechobi, is a Goy. If it's a Goy, gerade wie im Amzer, and if Brishnes no Dush. So the Nira Lui Kashi, so Tesis, this is not Tesis Shite, this is Tesis Pshat in Rashi, because Tesis says nothing about different Pshat in Ravasin. The Nira Lui Kashi, Kolkach, the Hanna Mishnah Yisabel, Yichom Ved Abbal Bas Yisroel, Havat Gosh. So all those Mishnahs and prizes that spell out
that
Yisroel Havuah like this Chobi, so the Vlad is a Goy.
They hold that in case of in Chovim Ve'eved Habal Bas Yisroel, so the Vlad is in Yisroel. So the male, in other words, whenever there is an intermarriage between a man and a woman, so one is Jewish and one not, so it depends upon the mother. If the mother is Jewish, so the child is Jewish. If the mother is a Goy, so the mother. So the child is a Goy. So the male is a Vlad in it. But the Rabbat is a Vakravakive. Don't marry into some things in the Chayyam Vlad. We have a Vlad Mamzer. We reach Chavim Vevin. Vlad in Abba al-Shibro Vereskhov.
Sorry, question is, I mean, besides Rodriguez Castle.
From the Mishnah of Samach Beis.
But the question is, what Chayyim says want to do the other?
Rabbi
agrees with Rabbi Kibbe. That Akum
ve
Akum Abu Al Bas Yisroel, so Vadim Amzer. So the Mele, Eved,
I mean, so
Mele Yisroel Abu Al Ayres Chodim,
so he also Amzer.
But the question is, how does one follow from the other? Adarabi. For the same reason that we say that Akum, Akum Abu Al Bas Yisroel, Vadim Amzer. Why? Because he is
Mishyachis after the mother. And since the mother is Jewish, so the child is Jewish.
Since he's Jewish, there can be Yisroel Mamzeret. But by applying the same logic, so that is Mishyachis after the mother. So maybe if Yisroel is Bo Al Bas Yisroel, so he's also Mishyachis after the mother. The mother is a Goye, so the child is a Goye. If the child is a Goye,
how can it be a Mamzer?
A Goye cannot be a Mamzer.
So what's the logic thing?
So I mentioned what the Ram says,
the Ritva intuition says,
and also the Ritva in Yivomes, and it's even a Girsay in Yivomes.
It's a special Girsay in Yivomes.
But even those Rishayim who have the Girsay that appears in our text, also say the same shot. Now, there is a machlekes in the morning when the Akum Ben Abu Al Bas Yisroel, so the Vlad is kosher man. We pass in that the Akum Abu Al Bas Yisroel, the Vlad is kosher. Nothing man.
But not only Akum Abu Al Apnuye, so the Vlad is kosher, nothing man.
If Akum Abu Al Bas Yisroel is shishish, he's also kosher, nothing man. When his Baal is shishish, so you would say, Dal the Yisa Akum, but she's a mischief. It involves an Israel Shishish, so he should be a Mamzer. And that's called, so that we pass that even Akum Abu Al Bas Yisroel Shishish, so the Vlad is a Kosher. So the Gemara says, the Divrei Machshir, that Memhei on the base. And that, the Divrei Machshir, the Divrei Ha-Pesel, 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 the Divrei Machshir, Ha-Pesel, 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 שניים למדו אלו מי שסוף מה המוסל סובר מה איש שסף לא יתפסי בקדוש נבוד ממזר אף כל לא יתפסי בקדוש נבוד ממזר ומן דימך שסובר מה איש שסף ולדיבי לא יתפסי בקדוש
להכין את תפסי בקדוש ואף כי מלכון ועבד לא יתפסי בקדוש כלל
שמילה יזמיר דבס ישראל איזה נשישיש
So the Vlad is kosher, it's not a mamzer, it's not like a Bas Yisroel Shishish
who had the blood to Israel.
Because if she had the blood to Israel,
so they would have to push it. But Masha'i can hear, but Lachina Tafse. But here, so it has to push it.
Wow, that's the push it.
There is another girl
that says,
Uman di Machshir.
There's another girl from Shein Menshin.
So what? Ma'ish is all
that is Mishyachis.
I don't remember the Russian exact word.
That was Ma'ish is all the Mishyachis Acho.
La Fuki Michom Veve, the Ini Mishyachis Acho. So in other words, according to that Girsay, there is a clause that when can the blood be a Mamzer?
Only if the biological father
is his legal father. If there is Yechis. But if the biological father is not considered his father of the deen, so then he cannot be a Mamzer, even for a BSL. And then the Ritva mentions that the Arishani, who have this Girsay, Ma'ish is out of the daily Tafsir Kedushin, Lachin Tafsir Kedushin, Lafukin Yichon the Tafsir Kedushin Klal, they have the same Girsay, but they explain it the same way as the other girl. In other words, why is it that the child, let's say, of an elf, of a chitzi or an ishishish, so he is Mishyachis after the father.
And the child, through a nochi, is a shivchanav.
Why? Because by ishishish or an elf, so there is no dushan between these two. But there is dushan, not mufkas of dushan. Masha'im came by shivchot, and the chobin,
So she's moved out of Dushan. It's not, there is no tradition, this man cannot be Mikadisha. No one can be Mikadisha.
So that's the reason as to why the Vlad of Shifra and Nochis, where no one can be Mikadisha.
So it's not Mishachis.
And the Vlad of Elvo, where this person cannot be Mikadisha. But another person can be Mikadisha. He is a brother, he cannot be Mikadisha. But any other person can be Mikadisha. So there, he is Mishach.
So the child is Mishach.
So there are many Rishonim who have this Girsut. So, and still explained in the same way as it is explicitly spelled out in the other Girsut. So Mela, that, so it appears from all these Rishonim. Certainly, according from that Girsut, from that other Girsut, it appears that way. That there is a, that in order that there should be a soul of Mamzeres. So it is necessary that the parent should be considered his parent. But he is not considered his parent. He is just a biological father. And Al-Bidi, there is no Yiches, cannot be Mamza. So it's like a child who was born without a father. If he's not Mishachis, so mainly it's considered like a child who was born without a father. That could be possible. So mainly it's not child to say he's a Mamza. So if he has a biological father, but Al-Pidim is not a father, there cannot be the Psul Mamzera.
So mainly this is the Pshat of Tesis.
At the end of the first period.
Tesis, next plain in Rashi,
he says, the Trabase is so like Rabakim. So mainly who says in Vishnu Tesis, Chayel Rashi, the Avlad Mamza means it's coming to heaven. We are in Avlad, she's coming, it's coming, so yes. What Chaykas is there? The answer is, now,
according to Rabakim, that is Akum Abu Al Basi Soil, so the blood is a Mamza.
Blood is a Mamza.
And there is an established premise that one could not be a Mamza if the father is only a biological father.
So that means he was born without the father, Al-Pidin.
So if he was born without the father, Al-Pidin, so how can he be a Mamza?
A Mamza, by definition, means
one who has a father, but was born in an illegitimate way. He was conceived in an illegitimate way. But if there is no Yiches, he's just a biological father. Al-Pidin
is not a father.
So Mimele, he was born and was conceived without a father, Al-Pidin.
So Mimele cannot be a Mamza. So since Rabase agrees with Rabakive
that the blood of Akum Habo Al-Bas Yisroel is a Mamza,
so obviously,
he must be Mishachis after the biological father.
Also, then yes, if he's Mishachis after the biological father, the biological father is a goy. So mainly he must be a goy too.
He must be a goy too.
And how can he be Mamzer? The Psul Mamzeres is only Shayach in one who is in Israel. Now, so the Michas Chinuch mentions the possibility of a Chotzi Goy and Chotzi Yisroel. Chotzi Goy, Chotzi Yisroel.
So in Mela we have to say
that this is something like a Chotzi Goy, Chotzi Yisroel. In other words, since Rabase agrees with Rabbi Akiva, the Takum Abu Abbas Yisroel, so the Vav is a Mamza. And it is an established premise that if the biological father is not a father, so that means he was conceived and born Al-Pidin. Without a father, he cannot be affected with the Psul Mamzeres. Because Mamzeres means he is the child of a father who was conceived in a legitimate way. That's the definition of Mamzeres. So since he says he is a Mamzer, so he must be Mishachis after the father. But if he's Mishachis after the father, he's a goy. If he's a goy,
so he cannot be Mamzer. The answer is, he's Mishachis after the biological father, and he's Mishachis after the biological mother. So he's both.
So he's a Choti Ebe, Choti Goy, Choti Yisroel, just the same way as we say, Choti
Ebe,
the Choti Becher. So in other words, according to Rabase, who said, the Takuma Abu Al-Bas Yisroel, so the blood is a Mamzer. So if the father is a Mamzer, so obviously he has a father of it.
Who is the father? The goat? Now, if the father is the God, if the God is his father, so he must be God. But the Israeli is his mother, and the mother, so his Messiah is after the mother also. So he's both. He's a Chotzi Goy and a Chotzi Yisrael. So because of the fact that he's a Chotzi Yisrael, so Mele the Psu Mamzeles, that originates in the fact that he was conceived and born through this illegitimate relationship between the father the Goy and the mother the Israelis, so affecting with the Psu Mamzeles. So why can he become affected with Psu Mamzeres? Because he's a Chotzi Yisrael mitzade mother. But if he hadn't been a Chotzi Akum mitzade father, then he would be conceived and born without the father. He couldn't be a Mamzer. So according to Rabbas, Akum Abbas Yisrael is both, it is Yachis of the both. So the name of Yisroel HaBoar HaNochi is also Mishyachis at the boat. We see that there is no spirit. So now, this is Rashi Shit. This is Rashi Shit according to Tesis. But Tesis itself disapproves of it. So Tesis only tries to explain Rashi Shat in order that Rashi should not be contrary to so many Mishnayos and Braises that spell out that Yisroel HaBoar HaNochi, so the blood is a goy, and not a mamzer. So Tesis has to say that in Rashi, but Tesis itself disapproves of it. And Tesis, why does Tesis itself disapprove of it? Because Tesis, there are some Rishenim who explain the Gemara in the Dafim Tes, explain that way, Dafim Hei, explain it that way, that Ritafsi Bekdushi, Loi Dei Veloi La'alme, then not worried because there is no yichas of them, there cannot be any psu mamzeres. And there are some Rishenim who have that girse, that ish esav, the yichus, akum veve, so there is no yichus. But Tesis has the girse that we have, and Tesis doesn't explain. My ish esav, it has to do the day, or it has to do the alme. But yota akum veve, it has to do the day with the alme that way. Tesis explains it kipshute. So the Mele, according to Tesis, there is no such prerequisite that in order that the Psu Mamzera should take effect, so the biological father must Alpidin be a father. So Tesis Shita is that even the biological father is Alpidin, not a father, and Alpidin, he's considered conceived and born without a father, he can still be a Mamzer. Because he was conceived in the Miserable. He can still, I mean, in certain Yisurim. So Mimele can still be a Mamzer. So Mimele, Tesis rejects Rashi's Pshat. And how does Tesis explain Ravase? We near the time of the Rav Yehuda, Ravase, Mishum Bonis, the Leslie bumped at Ahudor, it's the Huye, it's Tare. He doesn't agree with this proposition that all the Tnei Saseres HaShvotim became sterile and they couldn't have children. So in other words, so we are shrinking this apparent goy. So he's really a Jew because he's the offspring of a goy who married a Basa Sarasashwati. So Tesis disapproves of it. But Tesis says that Rashishiti is that the psu mamzeres must be based upon yichas. And if there is no yichas whatsoever between the child and the biological father, so he cannot be a mamzer. Because then it means that the child was conceived and born without the father. So he's not a mamzer. So according to that pshat in Rashi, we can understand the girsa we have in this Gemara, which the Mashal says is the girsa of Rashi and Yivam. Now, so the Gemara says, so in other words, what does it mean? So that he's a Yisrael called Bincho. He's a Yisrael. He's a Kuri Yisrael. He's a full Yisrael like any other Yisrael. And he has no tzad goyesim in him. is not a Chotzi Yisrael, it's a Chotzi Yaakov.
So the Gemara says, when we can summer Rabbine, if it's Chodin Vevet, Abraal, Bas Yisrael, Abraal, Kosher, because according to Mandoma, there's a Chodin Vevet, Abraal, Bas Yisrael, so Abraal, Mamzer,
so Mimele, first, he cannot recognize this distinction between
Ben Bitro, Habom Yisraelis, and Ben Bincho, Habom in Alochis.
Because in both, according to Mandoma, who says, Hakum Abraal Bas Yisroel Ad Monzer,
so the same thing is true of Yisroel Abraal Gilles Chovin too. So both, the child of Hakum Abraal Bas Yisroel is a Chotzi Yisroel Chotzi Hakum, and the child of Yisroel Abraal Gilles Chovin is Chotzi Yisroel Chotzi Hakum. Chotzi Hakum. So, and here Rabbine says, Ben Bitro Abraal Gilles Chovin Koro Bincho, that means he's a full Yisroel.
Is a full Yisrael, not Chotzi Yaakov, Chotzi Yisrael. According to Mandoma, that Hakum Abraal Bas Yisrael Abraal Mamzer, so he's not Bincho in a full way. He's a Chotzi Yaakov and the Chotzi Yisrael. So the Moig Zeteretz, Nei, the Mamzer Rehave, Inach Anami. It's a Raya Brure, according to Rashi's Gyozi here, that according to Rabbine, he couldn't be a Mamzer. Because if Rabbine had held that he is a Mamzer, so then it would mean that he must be Mishyachis some way, to a certain extent. He must be Mishyachis after the father, because if he wouldn't be Mishyachis after the father in any way, so he is a child without a father. A child without a father could not be affected to the Psalm of Mamzeres. To Mamzeres. So that's a Raya Brure, the Gemara says, that Rabbine rejects the Chite of Akma Baba Yisrael of Mamzer. Nay, the Mamzer Ahave, but you cannot be deduced from that he is a kosher. Maybe he's not a kosher. Yisroel Posel Mikveh. Now the question is, what does it mean, Yisroel Posel Mikveh? What does it mean? Rashi doesn't say anything. What does it mean, Yisroel Posel Mikveh? Mamzer is, but kosher isn't either. So what is he? What is he? Now, so while Rashi doesn't say here anything, but Rashi in Dushin, even though Rashi in Dushin accepts the other Girse, Tesis Girse here, but the same expression is mentioned in Dushin as here. The order is different, you see. According to this text, so what is the order? Leime Kosova Rabbine Eivet Chovim Vemed Abbao Bas Yisrael Havat Kosha. So then the Gemara says, Nei the Mamzer Lehave Kosha Name Lehave Yisrael Posel Mitzvah. According to the Girse, according to Tesis Girse, and that's the Girse that Rashi accepts in Dushin, so we are given as follows. Leimi Kesoma Rabbine Eivich Chom Vevet Abbao Bas Yisroel Avad Mamzer. So then the order is as follows. Nei, the Kosha Lehave, Mamzer Name Lehave, Yisroel Posel Mitzvah. Mamzer Name Lehave. So in other words, according to this text, so Nei the Mamzer Lehave comes first, and then Kosher Mamzer Lehave comes. But according to the Girse that Rashi accepts in Dushin, so we are Geres, Nei the Kosher, so first they say, Nei because of Rabbin and Kolved Abba Bas Yisrael Avad Mamzer, and then the Gemara says, Nei the Kosher Lehave, but Mamzer Name Lehave, Yisrael Posel Mikre. But the expression Yisrael Posel appears in Dushin, according to Rashi, as it appears here. So, what does Rashi say?
Daf Samach Hesom Tveis in Dushin. Now, here, the Girse in the text itself is the way Rashi accepts. I mean, Rashi is here in Dushin. So, Omer Rabbine Shmamino Ben Bit Rabon Chovin Kor Bincho. Name because of Rabbin and Chomdev that Boba Yisrael Avad Mamzer, Nei the Kosha Lo Yave, Mamzer Lo Yave, Posel Mikra. So, while in Yevomis, Rashi doesn't say anything on Posel Mikra, so here he says, Posel Mikra Kishon Eildim Ba'avere, Michayo Vilav Mo Yese, Sheino Mamzer. Now, so, where do we find that if one is the offspring, the child, of Chayom Elav Moresi, that he, while he's not a mamzer, he's a posel.
Where do the Gemara say that? There is no such Mimro Mifureshes. That the word of Chayav Lav Morese is not the Mamzer, but the Pasuk. There is no such Mimro Mifureshes. Of course, there is a Mandoma that all Chayav Lav in the word is a Mamzer. And there is one Mandoma that according to Rabbi Akiva, not only Chayav Lav in Chayav Yese, there is one Mandoma. All right, so then he's a Mamzer. But he says, Ki posel mikra mamza nat, but posel mikra kishon yodim ba'avirim chayav lav v'yese she'inu mamzirim. She'inu mamzirim. So he mentions, so, there's the memory, I mean, that we had in the first parish, but the main sugya is in Achilles Levent. So there is a man, the Gemara says that even though Akum Beved Abraham Bas Yisroel, so the Vlad is not the Mamzer, but possibly Kuna is. Kalvachim Malmon, Malmon, the King God, Moshe Yisroel Shom Yvichol, Vnopogum, Zuse Yisroel Shom Yvichol, and the Din Shev Vnopogum. And we had it in the first parish, and the Gemara says, Ali Rabbi Yeshua, who says that Ein Mamzer Elom Lichayom Mises Lesli, so still, he made Rabbi Yeshua, that the Vlad of Achise, though he's not a Mamzer according to Rabbi Yeshua, there's no Mises Lesli, no Lichayom Kores, but Pogumi, possibly Kuni. Why? Because of that Kalvachimer from Almon Lichingot. So in other words, Ma'omon l'itkodl sh'nissur ha'shav b'chayl b'no pogum, zu sh'nissur ha'shav b'chayl b'ndim sh'bno pogum. So in other words, if we pass like this kalachayma, so then the machlik ha'shemim were that we pass in the Rambam sh'it appears that we don't even pass in this kalachayma. But if we pass like this kalachayma, so then it follows that the blood of Chayav Lav Mores, who is not a Mamzer, Mamzer is only the blood of Chayav Chisez, but Chayav Lav Mores is not a Mamzer, but possibly could he is. So the main way it is obvious that when Rashi says, Posel Mikre, Kishon Meodim Ba'aveiret, Mechayav Lav Mores, Hashem Mamzeret. So where is the Posel? What does it mean, Posel? So he has reference to that Roshi of Almon King God. For the same reason that Vlad, Akum Abor Bas Yisroel is possibly Kunei. And for the same reason that according to Rabbi Yeshua, that the Vlad of Achise is not a Mamzer, but still possibly Kunei, because Kalvachimer, Na'omonu King Godu. So here too, even the Vlad of let's say, of a Mitzris, Chayulam Merese, so the Mele is not a Mamzer, but possibly Kunei, Posolikune, the blood is posolikune. So, Mimele, this is what Rashi means, says here. So, Mimele, so, Rashi still say here, when Rashi says, Nei, the Mamzaloyat, of course it is Mucher that he's not a Mamzer, because if he would be a Mamzer, so he would have to be Mishiachis to the father. And if he's Mishiachis to the father, so he would have to be a Chotzigot. And here Rabbi Meir says, Korubincho is a full Yisroel. He is full Yisroel. So, it's made in Mamzer Lehave, but Kosher Namel Lehave. Yisroel Posel Mikre, in other words, Posel Ikune it is. Posel Ikune it is. This is how Rashi explains. Then the Gemara says, Hai Bishivumi. So in other words, so that is the Mokir. That is the Mokir according to the Gemara as the Kashi, according to the Rabbonon, how do they know that by this Chovim there is no Yichus? How do they know? So the Gemara says, from Kiyosi. So the Gemara asks, Hai b'shuvurum is ksi?
Hai b'shuvurum is ksi?
Because the posik of Mrs. Happenbaum, Ekiyosia, Me'acharai, that is mentioned in connection with the Zayin Umis, according to the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, Kiyosia l'rabish kolamisir, that this love of Mrs. Happenbaum covers, extends to all Akum, not after Zayin Umis. So in Yechel Rab Shimon Yidorishtayim Likho, so in Mele we say that the love of Mrs. Happen, the love of Mrs. Happen, and Kiyosi extends to all of me. El Rab, so in Mele we can learn out that there is no Yechel. El Rabbonon min Holo, but according to Rabbonon, so it is reference only to Zayin Amin. So how do we know that there is no yiches by blood nochit? So man tane di polikale di rabbi the rabbi yude reb shimoni. So the answer is the rabbonon of rabbi yisid rabbi yude, they agree with reb shimoni. So this might be the reason as to why the Rambam passes like reb shimoni. Now you see the Rambam, Gemara says here him yichel reb shimoni midorash time likro. So it should be told in the machlekes between the Pshimen and the other Tanoim as to whether Dorishtayim Likho or not Dorishtayim Likho. Now, Reb Shimon says that Lisarbu Beged Almono has reference only to Almona Anir, but not Almono Ashir. So why did the Torah ask him to take away as a mashim the Beged of Almono? Because if she's an Anir, so he has to return it. She has to get it back, let's say, if it is a beggar of life, she has to beg it, get back in the day, for the night. And if it's a beggar of the day, so then she has to get it back for the day. So Mimele, if he will take away, if he will be allowed to take a mash from an almona aniyo, so then she'll keep on coming to his house every day and every night to deliver the mashkin, to pick up the mashkin. Some people will start talking, I mean, and be accusing them. So because of that, so the Torah answered, we saw the Beged Almona. Mashein king of Ashiro, it's not Shayach, so there is no Isha. So over there, the Rambam doesn't pass like a Jude. The Rambam passes to the level we saw the Beged Almona applies to Almona and Yoed Almona Ashiro. And here the Gemara says that the reason is why Reb Shimon says Ki Yosel Rabbis Kol Amisire. The reason is why Reb Shimon says that Ki Yosel Rabbis Kol Amisire is because Reb Shimon is Dorish Taim Likho. Reb Shimon is Dorish Taim Likho. So Memele the Rambam, so it appears from this Gemara that it's stolen the general Machlekes between Reb Shimon and the Rabbonon as to whether it's Dorish Taim Likho or not Dorish Taim Likho. So in no other places the Rambam doesn't pass like Reb Yude. And here, the Rambam doesn't pass like Reb Shimon. And here the Rambam passes like Reb Shimon. So that's a kasha. But the reason is why the Rambam passes like Reb Shimon here, that Kiyosir is a rabbis kolam isirim, because the Gemara says, man tane di polikale di Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudin Rabbi Shimoni. So that means that it's an ekame of Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudin, who says that Abu Habual Achise, vihi bas ish esoviv, chayev mishim achise, mishim bas ish esoviv, that's Rabbi Shimon. Now, how do we paskin here in that machlekes? We paskin, so the Rambam paskin, and the other Rishenim also paskin. Like it's an ekame. That Abu Habual Achise, vihi bas ish esoviv, so chayev mishim achise, hu mishim bas ish esoviv. And that Anakame must agree with Rav Shimon. So that's the reason why the Rambam passes here like Rav Shimon. But the question is, after all, the Gemara is tailored in Rav Shimon's general principle of Dorish Taim Likho, so Memele, and Rav Shimon says, Lisabu Beged Almono also, that if the love of Lisabu Beged Almono applies only to Almono Ami or not to Almono Ashiro, by mistake, so I had a slip of the tongue and I said that Rav Yude is limited only to Almon Aniyo, but it's not Rav Yude, it's Rav Shimon. So, and there the Rambam passes
not like Rav Shimon. So we have to say that true. The Gemara says Rav Shimon is Dorish Taim Likro. So he is Dorish Taim Likro even in a case where the Taim Akro is not spelled out by the Torah. Let's say we saddle the Gemara.
Does the Torah mention the Taim?
The Torah mentioned the Taim.
The Torah doesn't mention.
But that is the Taim. And as a matter of fact, the Sefer HaChinuch, so he is accustomed to give timing. So Mishor Sheh Mitzvah to give timing for every mitzvah, every leisase. So you expect to the Rav Rishavu Beged Almono. So he mentions the Taim of Rav Shimon. But the Chinuch doesn't ask for like Rav Shimon. So the answer is it's no kasha. I mean, the kasha is raised, but it's no kasha at all. The machlek is between the Rabbonon and Rav Shimon as to whether Dorish Taim Likro, Loi Dorish Taim Likro, is not whether we can mention timing for Mitzvah Sator. The Rambam mentions all kinds of timing for Mitzvah Sator. The Rambam mentions all kinds of timing. The Chinuch mentions timing for every Mitzvah Sasei and every Mitzvah Slei Sasei. Of course we can dash in Taim Likro. And the Taim Likro is endless. But according to Rav Shimon, so the Taim Likro, in certain cases, so the Taim Likro defines and limits the Yisrael. In other words, so what is the Taim of Rishavu Beged Almono? In order that it should not conduce Chshad against the Almono. So the Mele, that defines the scope of the Rav. Because of that Taim, Rav Shimon says that the Rav applies only to Almono Aliyah. They are wicked. The Taim is Shayach of Chshad. But Almona Ashiro, the Taim is not Shayach, so the Rav doesn't apply. So the Rabbonon, they agree that this Taim is a very good Taim. And that's the rationale of the Pasuk. But they say that the Taim, true as it is, it does not define and limit the scope of the Rav. So the Rav applies in every case, even where the Taim doesn't apply. The Taim doesn't apply. Whereas Rav Shimon says, he's Dorish Taim Likro, and he says that the Taim limits and defines the scope of the Rav. So Mele the Rambam, so Rav Shimon applies the principle of Dorish Taim Likro even in connection with Lavan, where the Taim is not spelled out by the Torah. And the Rabbonon of Rav Shimon, who say, Tiyoser has been Homacharai. So they hold that even where the Taim Likro is spelled out, it still doesn't define and limit the scope of the Rav. So the Rambam, because the Gemara says here, Man Tana Nipolik Alei Rabbi Yisra Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Shimoni, so he passes like Rabbi Shimon, the Dorish Taim Likro, in respect to Mrs. Chatton, because here the Taim Likro is not just Bikabole. It's not Alei Bikabole, but here the Taim Likro is spelled out. Mashiach came in connection with Sado Bede Dalmono, where the Taim was Mikubu. Was Mikubu, but it's not spelled out. There it doesn't that dash time before. So there is no gadget. But why? How? Where is the mocking of the Rambam? That he passes like a human at all, we should pass like the Rabbonon. The general rule is that we have to pass like the Rabbonon. The answer is because the Gemara says here that the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudah agree with Rabbi Shimon. And so since we pass like the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudah, that the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudah is a Tzoviv, Chayim is a Chayim is a Tzoviv, so the Mele, so the Mele the Rambam passes like Rav Shimon, that the love of Lishis Chatman applies to all women equally. Because this Taim, which is spelled out in the Torah Kiyos here, so explains, it doesn't limit here, on the contrary, it broadens. So it explains the scope of the love. The scope of the love. Okay, all right, put it. Up to the Mishnah, the bottom of Chof Gimel Lamed Aleph. Now, I said last time about the Rambam, how come that the Rambam passed, so two questions already. First of all, why did he pass like Rav Shimon? The usual rule is that there is a machlekes between Rabbonon and the Taim, so he passed like Rabbonon. The answer is, so the mocker of the Rambam is Al Gemara.
Because Gemara says, man talent the political of Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimoni. So that means the Rabbonon of Rezat, and it's Hamer from Yehuda Reb Yehuda, who says, that Avol HaChesim Yeshitzovit Chayish Machesim Yeshitzovit, so that's like Reb Shimon. And since we pass Rambam Paskins like a Nekame of Chesim Reb Yehuda, doesn't pass like a Nekame of Yehuda, so mainly he passed like Reb Shimon. But then the other question is, but in other Yonim, the Rambam doesn't pass through like Reb Shimon. Let's say in regard to the question of Almono Amio, Almono Ashio, whether Mimashkin is or not. So the Rambam passes like Reb Yehuda. That the love of Lissabu Beder Almono applies equally to Almono Ashio and Almono Amio and Almono Ashio. And Ashio. The answer is because here, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon applies the concept of Doris Seinem Likro so that the town. It's not a question whether he can give time. Of course he can give time. And if Reb Shimon mentions a certain time, so that time was Mikubel, even if it's not mentioned explicitly in the Torah. So it was Mikubel. But the question is whether the time is, the time is descriptive of the scope of the Issa. So according to Reb Shimon, the time of the Sa'ul Beged Almono, which is a true time that the Chinuch mentions, but even though it doesn't pass by Reb Shimon, there's the true time. But according to Reb Yehuda, even though it's a true time, but it's not descriptive of the scope of the Issa. The love of Lissal Beged Almono applies even to an Almono Ashiro, even though the time doesn't apply. So, and according to Reb Shimon, it is descriptive of the scope of the Issa. And so where the time is not mentioned explicitly in the Torah, then the Rambam doesn't pass like Reb Shimon. But where the Tam is mentioned explicitly in the Torah, so the Tam is mentioned explicitly in the Torah, so the Rambam passes like Reb Shimon, because on this point it's the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda who agree with Reb Shimon. Alright. Now let's see what Rashi doesn't explain. So you'll see from Rashi, Rashi says as follows. Reb Shimon, b'shivo u'mitzi, v'shore l'ikhov m'nolom d'vodok ha'meyo, v'Reb Shimon, d'idori sh'tayme l'ikho, ha'mikho, v'pirik ha'mkabu bo m'mitzi, ha'mona ha'niyo im mashkin n'eiso, avol ha'shiro m'mashkin n'eiso, sh'in ato chayiv l'hardelo, v'in ato mashi ha'shem rab ish'chineseo, ha'o m'dori sh'tayme l'o isabu, v'gid ha'mono, mishim shem rab, because you'll have to go into the house every day, every night, some male people start gossiping. U'mitzi, ומייקי אשיר אמנה כלל, וכן אמר לדידי מיכה, דין אמר למפורש קרו טיימה, הבדור ישתיימה, so Rashi explained that, דין אמר למפורש קרו טיימה, הבדור ישתיימה דחיתן, משם כי יוסר יש בינכו, ולא יצריך קרו לפרוש את טיימה, ועיסה קרו כי יוסר לרבי שעמיקה. I mean, the Rambam apparently did not explain it that way. The Rambam explained it, not as Rashi explains it, on the basis of his superfluity, he said, because according to Reb Shimon, so even if the Torah hasn't mentioned Kiyosi, he still, the Kiyosi would be the time and would limit and define the scope, would define the essence of the Israel and would limit the scope of the Israel. So why did the Torah have to say Kiyosi? Why did the Torah have to say Kiyosi? Even with the Torah didn't say, so I would know it. So in other words, so the reason is why the Torah mentions something that appears superfluous is to include, to be malibu shown. If the Torah had not mentioned the Yotia, then I would say that the love of Lady Chatin, since the love of Lady Chatin is mentioned together with other lines, which has reference to Zaynumi. Now, when someone Adishem Lechecho Lifonecho, Lichitam Hachem Tachrim Eisom, Lichichet Lem Brit, Lichichone. So, Hachem Tachrim Eisom, that has reference to Zaynami. Enochen Amel Lichichone has reference to all pagans, not after Zaynami. So Lichichone, so that stays as Kashi. This thing is Kashi in Abdizor.
why does the Tachonim apply to all who make Shua is the Lili? So the reason, the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda in Shari Tshuva is that the Tachonim too applies only to Zainam. What is the Yochim, Rabbi Yehuda? All the other Rishayim say that the Tachonim, applies to all women who are peasants, who are in their lives, or even the other Zionists in there. So, but Rabbi Yehuda says it applies only to Zionists. But Rabbi Yehuda will be made there that all women who are in their disorder, in their Zionists in there. So it's also up to give them a matter of freedom. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it comes within the essay. להגדיר עד שהמשורך עוד תקננו והחולו היא נחיר מנוחת. So Rabbi Yehuda says that מתון הליגר, יפשוב, and נחיר לנוחת ונקום. So that means, what's not מתון? So מה נסחינו מזאת, what's not the love, there is no love by showing me, other than by me. But Rabbi Yehuda is the יוחד. But all the other Rishayim say that we can only apply to all women in their lives. So that's the discussion of this song. But the other Pesukim have reference only to Zainumes. So then when the Torah says only to Shatim Bom, Bitcho Lishikir Lizneyu, Bitcho Lishikir Lizneyu, so the Torah didn't say Ki Yosir Azim Choma Acharai Bi Obdom Lim Acherim. Zichor Af Adishem Lachem Nishmit Choma Aya. So I would know that just as Hachim Tachim Meitom, Lishikir Lizneyu, Lishikir has reference to Zainumim only, so Lishikir Shatim, has reference to Zainam only. So why does the Torah mention the Yosir? The Yosir is a purpose. So according to Rav Shimon, so it is to be marked. Masheikin according to the Rabbanon of Rav Shimon, who are not the Irishtaim before. So Mimele, if the Torah did not say to Yosir, So then, if the Torah did not say to Yosir, so then I would say that it is reference to all women. But the Torah says to Yosir as Bilchom Achrai, so in other words, to limit it. Only those who may who are more Odukin of Mizorah. And that is Ainum. This is how Rashi explained it. But the Rambam wouldn't explain it that way. The Rambam would simply explain it because according to Rav Shimon, that the Dorish Tam Dikro, so he is Dorish Tam Dikro, that even a Tam that is not spelled out in the Torah defines and limits the scope of the Isha. Or certainly that a Tam that is explicitly spelled out in the Torah, it defines the scope of the Isha. This is how the Rambam would explain. So let's see how Rashi says. Vorach namel idei nichad din namel miforish kho taimei. Have dor shtaim de chit mishim ki yosher es bimcho. Lo yitzrach kho mifush taimei. Weiss a kho ki yosher rabbi shoha mitirin. El le rabbonon yitzrach kho mifush taimei di dai nimes du faye. Vili mute shorume. Dei non adzukin da vile shichot. Ki meisot. Ki di kaimelon. Ki di chobim she bechut floret. Lav eidei avile shichotim hei. אלו מינה גם יסיים בידיים, ולעי צלבי בויה, ושורו מסינות.